Christians are first responders in Peru's earthquake. A ministry considers security as they work in high conflict areas, and a new transmitter doubles the potential audience of a radio station. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The death toll is expected to rise in the aftermath of a killer earthquake that rocked Peru this week. The magnitude 7.9 earthquake was centered off Peru's Pacific coast near Ica, south of Lima, which is where most of the dead are reported. World Vision has work in Peru, says the organization's disaster operations specialist, Rose Camus.
We are supporting almost 20 development programs, and we have about 20,000 children that we are supporting. The good news is that we received confirmation that all of our children are safe and that they are doing well.
Camus says that World Vision is providing food, clothing, blankets, and other supplies. Many roads were destroyed, making assessment and distribution difficult. She says their testimony speaks loudly, though.
It is very reassuring for them, and they know that they are not forgotten. They know that God has not forgotten them because, they are these people that come and they provide them with the support. And through their support, they're able to see the love of God.
Funding is needed right now. Go to our website. Next, a 12-year-old pastor's son has disappeared on the streets of Liberia. Pastor Philip Barber was holding a Bible reading marathon for Bible Pathway Ministries. Their son Samuel had been at school for 6 days when Barber and his wife received the news. Since Liberia was taken over by rebels some years before, it's possible the boy was kidnapped. The Barbers have already met violent persecution for their work in Liberia. They're asking you to pray for the safe return of their missing son. You're listening to Mission Network News. International aid is wrestling with security and ministry in light of missionary kidnappings. Humanitarian aid workers used to be afforded some protection, but IA's Miles Fish says in light of the Afghanistan Taliban kidnappings, that's obviously changed. It's forced them to consider two questions as they look at new projects.
The first question that one has to ask is, how much risk am I willing to expose our missionaries or our employees to? But then the other question that you have to balance that with is, how safe does it have to be in order for us to respond to what we believe the Lord wants us to do?
Fish says the danger won't change their mission.
I think in a conflict zone, the need to be sharing the gospel escalates. So it's not an option just to leave, because the hope of Jesus Christ is even more needed in a conflict zone than in times of peace. But it is something that people have to be aware of, and we're having to factor into the ministry now like we never have before.
Meanwhile, HCJB Global is looking at potentially reaching 4 million listeners with the gospel in Poland. HCJB's Mike Dvorak.
We just celebrated the opening of their latest facility in Warsaw. So that kind of completes a little network to blanket this area in the south, southwestern part of Poland, and it gives us great coverage and great opportunity to reach that corner of Poland, even bleeding over a little bit into the Czech Republic.
Dvorak says Radio CCM needs funding to keep it moving.
They really struggle at times to kind of get up to speed as far as having the resources of the commercial station, for example, to be able to maintain and grow their vision to even reach more of Poland.
It's estimated that less than 2% of the population in Poland are believers. Dvorak says there's a lot of work to do.
Communism had its way, so Satan has really gotten a stronghold in this part of the world. So we've seen these strongholds in the hearts and lives of people. It is a very difficult part of the world. In fact, it's been called the most gospel-resistant mega-population in the least reached in the world. That includes the Middle East.
And tuning up cars was the interest that helped bring a 19-year-old man in the Czech Republic to Christ. He and his girlfriend attended follow-up programs after an IN Network lecture at her school. There, he met the lecture speaker, who also had an interest in cars. Their friendship grew and the young man became a Christian. More young people like him will encounter Christ, since IN Network is welcome in schools in the Czech Republic. They're adding staff to take advantage of this opportunity. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam is growing across the West, and few Christians know much about it. With a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you learn and pray during Islam's holy month of Ramadan. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.